Welcome back to Animosity. Have no intro, we're just gonna start.
Yeah, today we were a bit tight on time, so we're doing a quick episode, and we're talking about,
Yep.
Winter Forecast and another episode. I don't remember the title of the other one.
Horror Club. I hated both of these episodes, so yay.
Well, let's see, Horror Club. Basically, what happened in this episode was Jacob's two favorite characters insulted each other so hard. Yeah, okay, actual plot summary of the episode. Steven invites Lars and Sadie to Ronaldo's house where they can all watch scary movies that aren't even that scary. And then all of a sudden things start floating around and like everything gets weird and oh, there's like a poltergeist or something. Wow, Ronaldo being like a conspiracy theorist is like, wow, this is great, but also really scary. And Steven's just like, wow, this is great, but also really great. And yeah, everything gets really weird. Sadie gets kidnapped, and Lars and Ronaldo put aside their past differences to save her. And well, yeah, Lars and Ronaldo were friends before, but they got really upset at each other, and then they like stopped being friends. And yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
That is factual.
Oh, yeah.
That is what happened.
It was all a gem. It was all the work of a gem, which Steven bubbled and sent back to the temple.
Is anyone surprised?
Huh?
Is anyone surprised that it was all the work of a gem?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, so do you have any final thoughts on that?
I hated this episode, and I just got to say one thing. Ronaldo!
What about Lars?
It's funnier to do Ronaldo.
Yeah, because his name is more syllables.
It's just a better name.
So, okay, another very quick segment. Now we're talking about Winter Forecast. Unless you have anything else to say about Horror Club.
Nope.
Yeah, so this was an episode, and it started with Stephen and Connie were at Stephen's house watching not TV, because Stephen got grounded from watching TV for 1,000 years. In case you don't remember.
I didn't think they were serious, honestly.
Yeah, and then Garnet kissed Stephen. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Garnet kissed Steven, and this doesn't look very important, but it is. So then Steven's dad drives Steven and Connie back over, but they get trapped in the snowstorm. And yeah, then no, sorry. Then they keep driving through the snowstorm, and they get to Connie's family's house. And everything goes really weird until Steven, like, wipes out or something. And then all of a sudden, he's back at the van. And then they go there again. But this time they try to camp out in the snow. But that results in Connie's dad failing to drive for some reason. And then, wow, Steven gets wiped out again. And he's back with the gems at the temple, and they're trying to do like a weird bubble thingy, but everything is weird. And the reason why this is all happening is because when Garnet kissed Steven, she gave him future vision. She gave him one of her powers, which we had learned about in the episode with the same title. And yeah, all of that done. Hello. Yeah, wait, do you have anything to say about that episode?
I hated this episode.
Yeah, it was a bit confusing even for me. Like, I kind of couldn't tell what was happening. Greg was wearing this ugly outfit for the first part of it.
You didn't like the cherry sweatshirt? How could you not like the cherry sweatshirt? It's the cherry sweatshirt.
No, that I like. The other thing, like the weird white suit with like the blue piece on the back.
Oh, with the shoulder pads?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's like 80s clothing right there.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't like it, so I'm glad I did not live in like the 80s.
How could you not like that? Is the clothing of disco. How could you not like disco?
Oh, I mean, disco is good. I just didn't like the clothes.
How dare you? I am personally offended.
And I am very sorry.
Disco will never die.
No, I will personally make sure disco never dies.
I will do that as well by sending it as the lobby music on any Kahoot I make in the future.
Hold on.
Wait.
Shut up. Apparently. It's pretty bad disco music. It's pretty bad disco music. I mean, it's non. I had to search non-copyrighted disco music, so yeah, it wouldn't be that good. So let's see if I get claimed for that, even though it said non-copyrighted in the title. We're gonna find out. But that's disco music, except a lot better than that.
Yeah, I know what disco music sounds like. Do you have any final thoughts on the episodes, not on disco music?
Disco. Disco.
Oh, okay.
Sorry for the short episode. We were really crunched on time.
And I guess we can go with the outro now.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll make next one extra, extra long. Maybe. Probably not.
Gosh.
Or forget. That is the wrong thing. Hold on. Here it is. Thank you for listening to Animosity, where we watch shows so you don't have to. Be sure to check out any of the podcasts that interest you in the same place you're listening to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackpot4484/message. Also, check me out on Twitter at jackpot4484. We have an official YouTube channel now named Animosity Official. We also have an official subreddit. Go to Reddit, search Animosity Podcast. It should come up. Jack, is there anything you'd like to shout out?
Disco!
All right, yeah. I'm going to see if there's if I can find a disco outro. If I can't, then that's going to be ripped. But if there's a disco outro will play. I'll make sure of it. Cue the disco music. Bye.
Disco.
There's no disco outro. Damn it.